Track 2. History set in stone.
The map on the left is designed to represent the area as it would have been before the tunnel was actually built and before the collieries were in the area. So just to describe what the area looked like as a rural village. And then the map on the right-hand side is taken from a much more recent period when the Claycross Company would have been in its heyday in the 1920s or 30s with a lot more activity. Which is obviously represented by what's going on the map.
Sculptor Peter Maris worked with the local community to create the artwork you can see around you.
And the map in the middle is a little bit more playful, and it's in quite an attractive slate from China Slate, as the other two are, and shows the area as it is now, but with the current development blanked out to represent kind of a building site as it has been for the last few months. And it's annotated with local children's drawings that were done by Homegate School largely, and I've been able to cut as line drawings, and so it makes it much more playful, and it represents also part of the consultation process which did involve the children of the area.
The promenade to your right was once known as the incline. Small trains used to haul groceries into town long before Tesco arrived. In fact, until early 2010, the supermarket site was a huge spoil tip that had blocked the view across town for 150 years. Doug Bradbury has fond childhood memories playing here.
We used to play on incline as kids years ago. They used to bring all the wagons up there to the goods yard. At the end in Market Street, there was a big warehouse, and all the fruit and veg used to come up there and be unloaded, you see. And we used to very often put coins on lines for a train to go over and try and make a penny, an eightpence into a penny and things like that, you know.